The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. I'd say, and I have to make commentary on it, if you go back and read this little passage in Luke's Gospel, the 21st chapter, you'll see that there is more than more than just a little bit of irony to this little passage. So the temple and the temple authority had become so corrupt that it had been preying on this woman. And this woman, with her last two coins, is supporting the corruption that is impoverishing her. I have to say that to put it back in its context, but I think there's something also here, which is why the church gives us this small little passage here in the last week of ordinary time, where we contemplate the last things. We see how significant this particular posture of heart is, just the widow's action in isolation. And here we look at it and say, yeah, we've heard this before. We've heard this before. And I can think of even the saints who have called us to this kind of radical generosity that is exhibited by this woman giving out of her poverty, like Mother Teresa, who would say, we're not called to give out of our surplus wealth. We're called to give until it hurts. Right? And here we see what that looks like in this little passage. But I would say this, we can't take this passage and use it as another example of making ourselves the protagonist in the story, to say that the action centers on us. The action, in fact, does not center on the poor widow in her generosity. The action centers on God, God himself. Why is this commendable at all? Why is it commendable that this poor widow would give her last two coins? Why is it commendable that she offers her whole livelihood? Because God gives of himself. God does not sit back and say, okay, a little bit over here, a little bit over here, a little bit over here, I'll keep the rest to myself. That's not what God does. He pours out his entire life. The act of creation is an act of love, right? Completely superfluous. He had no need of creation, and yet he chose to create out of love. Look at the gospel. This is how God reveals himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ, who goes to the end, who doesn't give out of his surplus wealth, but is impoverished in becoming man. And becoming man gives his life to the end for us. Happiness, my friends, happiness is ours, right? It may be elusive, and we do think from time to time, and maybe even more often than not, that we can buy it. We cannot. Happiness is in imitatio Christi. Happiness is in the imitation of Christ. Christ who gives himself to the end. And so today, and maybe this is it, the experience for us too, because we experience our poverty in many, many ways. We're limited, so that's going to happen. We experience our poverty in many, many ways. Maybe when we start to feel impoverished or start to feel our limitations, we too can give and give and give. We can give out of our poverty and so become even greater imitators of Christ and find deeper happiness for ourselves as we bring his love to life in the world.